Hello, and welcome to Bixis Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bixis Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Bill Challis, the talented arranger for the Gene Goldcat and Paul Whiteman orchestras. I will play an unusual record also, and for the contemporary musicians I will turn to the Charleston Chasers, not the original group from the 1920s, but a group of young British musicians. Let's start with Bill Challis. Born in 1904 in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. When he was a high school student, he tried to learn violin but was not successful and switched to the C melody sax. Already as a junior in high school, he was making arrangements and playing gigs in local events. He attended college at McNeil University, where he took over a college band and started writing out parts, the beginning of his highly successful career as an arranger. Bill Challis was a member of the Scranton Sirens, a legendary band who never recorded but counted among its alumni such distinguished musicians as the Dorsey Brothers, Fuzzy Ferrer, Itzy Riskin, Russ Morgan, and Eddie Lang. Bill graduated from college in 1925 and was going to go to the University of Pennsylvania to study law. However, he decided to play for another year and joined the Dave Harmon Orchestra. While in Toledo, the band had a day off, and Bill went to Detroit to visit some of his friends. One thing led to another. Russ Morgan introduced Bill to Charlie Horvath, the manager of the Gene Goldcat Orchestra. Bill made some arrangements, and eventually he received a wire to join the band in Southborough, Massachusetts, the home base for the 1926 Gene Goldcat New England tour. Well, let's listen to a couple of Bill Challis's arrangements for the Gene Goldcat Orchestra. First, Proud of a Baby Like You, recorded on January 28, 1927, with a vocal by the Keller Sisters and Lynch, followed immediately by Blue River, recorded on September 15, 1927, the last recording session of the Gene Goldcat Orchestra with Bix. Thank you.
mighty parent. I'm mighty proud of a baby like you. Do, 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 do.
Wasn't the Gene Goldcat band the greatest? Well, when the Gene Goldcat Orchestra broke up, Bill Challis joined the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, and soon after, Bix and Tran also joined. Of the many arrangements that Bill Challis made for Paul Whiteman, I chose Old Man River, the immortal composition of Hammerstein and Kern. The vocal here is by Bing Crosby, who shows an amazing range in his delivery, and there are also a nice couple of solos by Bix and by Tram. So here it is, recorded on January 11, 1928, Bill Challis's arrangement of Old Man River.
But he must know something, cause he just keeps rolling. He keeps rolling along, rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton. Them that plants them is soon forgotten. But old man River, he keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk and you land in jail. I get weary and sick of trying, I'm tired of living, tired of dying, but old man River keeps rolling along.
Lovely stuff, isn't it? Well, let's leave Bill Challis for a minute. I would like to share with you an unusual record. This is an Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard V-Disc. It is number 774 and is entitled Memorial to Big Spider Beck, as suggested by Dr. John Dale Owen. This is a 12-inch 78. On one side it has Dancing on the Ceiling by Glenn Gray and his orchestra with Red Nichols on trumpet. Side A has Singing the Blues by Bobby Hackett and his orchestra, and another cut that I would like to play, mostly for historical interest, rather than for its music. It is A Handful of Stars by Ray Noble and his orchestra, with a trumpet chorus by the late Lieutenant Harry Johnson.
Thank you.
glory, a night that left my heart romantic star. We stood so near to heaven that I reached clear to heaven and gathered you a handful of stars. Our hearts were madly beating, and then our lips were meeting, and Venus seemed to melt right into Mars. Then, while we stood caressing, blue heaven sent a blessing, a shower of a handful of stars.
Not exactly the sound of the 20s, but still an interesting recording as one of the many tributes to Bix. Let's get back to Bill Challis. We owe a great debt of gratitude to Bill Challis. He sat down with Bix in front of a piano and wrote down all of Bix's piano compositions, including a piano arrangement of Davenport Blues. As the stock market crashed in 1929, many musicians were let go, and Bill Challis was one of the casualties. But he worked as a freelance arranger for the Casa Loma Orchestra, Fletcher Henderson, Artie Shaw, Duke Ellington, Glenn Miller, and others. In 1936, Bill Challis put together a group of talented musicians and made several recordings for the World Broadcasting System. Some of the musicians in these recordings are Manny Klein, Artie Shaw, Frank Signorelli, Dick McDonough, and Chauncey Morehouse. As you recognize many of the names from the earlier days when Bill Challis was making arrangements for Gene Goldcat. Of the recordings that Bill Challis made in 1936, I chose Dardanella because Bill Challis had already made an arrangement of this song for the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. So for comparison, I will play first the Bill Challis version 1936. This will be followed immediately by the Paul Whiteman Orchestra version from 1928. Here is Dardanella.
Thank you.
That is lovely stuff, isn't it? Bill Challis also wrote some arrangements for Frankie Trombauer and his orchestra. And I would like to quote a paragraph from a very nice book by Gene Lees entitled Waiting for Dizzy. In page 81, talking about Bix and Bill, he says, one of the discs in the Columbia Records release list is devoted to Bix Beiderbecke, with emphasis on the band called Frankie Trombauer and his orchestra, which recorded for OK in 1927. Several charts are Challis, including Ostrich Walk, from the repertoire of original Dixieland jazz band, Hoagy Carmichael's Riverboat Shuffle, Three Blind Mice, and two with the eerily awful vocals of Sugar Ellis, Blue River, and There's a Cradle in Caroline. The album also contains the famous Singing the Blues, whose impact on musicians was comparable to that of Armstrong's West End Blues. Well, of all these arrangements, I would like to play Ostrich Walk, recorded for OK in 1927. That is magnificent. That is Bix at the top of his form. Let's get back to Bill Challis, and I would like just to finish up this segment by simply saying that no discussion of Bill Challis would be complete without mentioning the Gold Cat Project, an album recorded by Vince Giordano and his Nighthawks, with a few additional sidemen, of arrangements of Bill Challis written for the Gene Gold Cat Orchestra. But this magnificent album deserves a program of its own, and I will do this in the near future. Let's turn now to the modern musician segment, and I have chosen today the Charleston Chasers. As I said before, not the original ones, of course, but a group of talented young British musicians, including three women. One of their CDs is entitled Pleasure Mad, released by Stomp Off as CD 1287, and has liners written by Brian Rust, the legendary discographic expert. Brian writes, and let me get the little pamphlet here, says, there are echoes here and there of such magnificent bands as those of Ted Weems, Gene Goldcat, Charles Creath, Fletcher Henderson and Duke Ellington, but there is no slavish copyism. Personally, I have always much preferred a brass bass to a string one, a banjo to a guitar, in a band the size of the Chasers. Here we have both. Old-fashioned? Yes, indeed. But if you are setting out to recreate a period of history, you don't arm Romans legions with Sherman tanks, or Kalashnikov rifles, or depict Mozart writing a symphony with a ballpoint. The Chasers have studied the music they seek to renew and have succeeded in producing, for our delight, 23 examples of dance music of the 1920s. The two selections that I chose to play from this nice CD are Clementine, with a good emulation of Bix's cornet by the band leader Sean Bolan, and this will be followed immediately by That Redhead Gal, a 1923 composition by Gus Van and Joe Shank. So here are, from England, the Charleston Chasers. Thank you. Well, these musicians from England really do a nice job of emulating the sound of the dance bands from the 1920s. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks on WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.